Yo, no! He's the flyest. No man can deny this.
Yes, sir. Jesus, so fly. Hey, De La Cruz, you know he's fly, right? Yeah. And I think it's time that cats stop looking towards the dudes on the TV and on the mags. Look at Jesus for a second and just be in awe of his blind.
Picture perfection, a picture perfect dimensional view of an impeccable dude who's better than you and me. It is an inevitable fact that his stats are flat out inseparable to the description of imperishable. Nothing can sever him. I'm trying to reflect him with the steps that I choose to better project him to fools who are set up to lose their lives if they don't confess him as true.
Jesus,
he stands out, he's set apart but not an outcast. We cast out demons in his name, they run out fast. He can outlast anyone and anything. That means that everyone and everything is subject to bow at his feet. My prima donnas frolic around in their designer Pradas and Dolce and Gabbanas. My God puts them to shame with his prodigy Shekinah.
How?
His attire is that of all glory and all honor. I'ma acknowledge his royal flyness reigning from the highest throne in the skies with seniority over all generations, plus major authority over all creation.
He's the flyest man.
He's the
flyest man.
Son of God of Israel, I'm dying to see his grill.
A reigning lion who appeals
to his ambassadors, who by his spirit they are sealed by the predestination.
Oh, how sovereign is his will.
His name is hated and aimed at by atheists and Satanists in a retarded faith that skips out the fact that they will bow in repentance and denounce he's the president of all of existence. So with all the fly talk about the son of Yahweh, why mention what's coming to non-believers?
Cause no matter how fly we think he is or how fly we think we are, we need to remember that we're all in need of Jesus.
We can't be independent if our redemption is dependent on repentance and the acceptance of his
atonement.
Accepting him and reflecting him is the blessing I'm investing in while I am resting in his
consolment.
All across the panel, he's at the top of the class. With my praise, I pay homage, cause that's what he's worthy of. Plus my worship, cause he's perfect. What other God you know can stand brawling to that?
He's the flyest man.
He's so fly.
He's the highest man.
He's
the flyest man.
And sovereign, you have to get in the squadron of acknowledging God as Lord of all,
so that
you could grasp how radical and awesome he is. So much that I had to give him a song just like this.
One,
one,
one is the number of how many cats can pull off what he does.
And that one is he himself, and he himself is enough. He don't need your help.
Nope.
Now if you peep the scripts, you see instantly that he didn't fit the description of a king materialistically. In fact, he had no desirable traits. That's why most considered him a liar.
Hold up, wait,
wasn't he the same one from the prophecy prophesied to be the king the Jews were dying to see?
Yup,
but that same prophecy warned us that he would be rejected, just how he was not received.
Ooh.
That goes to show you how people are foul and vain. They were searching for his majesty on his outer frame, totally out of range from how the Bible explains how to attain a beauty that without a doubt remains.
He's the flyest man.
He's so fly.
He's
so fly.
He's the flyest man.
Cause he's slow.